T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Jake Trotter of ESPN. Jake covers the Browns, of course. Used to cover Baker Mayfield in college. Jake, how you doing? Thanks for joining us.
I'm doing well. How are you?
We're great, man. You know, last week, I know you were on with our midday show, Baskin and Phelps, and you had a really great stat that we used on our show about Baker throwing into double coverage. I don't know if you have the updated numbers on that, but it doesn't matter. I mean, I'm sure, you know, that stat you gave last week about how Baker threw into double coverage at a higher percentage than any other quarterback in the league, double of Kyler Murray, that was really eye-opening, that stat. And did it change much this week for you?
So I have not updated the stat.
Yeah.
I would imagine just off the eye test that that rate would have gone down.
Yeah.
I think in a lot of ways, the offense and really the entire team looked better. But at the end of the day, when you have 4 turnovers, you have 9 or 10 penalties, you have some back-breaking penalties, including there on the final drive with the Robinson hold. You get a punt block. I mean, it's just hard to beat anybody in the NFL. Not even counting, you know, the bizarre turnover on down sequence there too, which, you know, technically is not a turnover. So when you look at this team going into the bye, I think that they have a chance to, you know, be a playoff caliber team. But if they don't correct some of these mistakes that continue to haunt them, you know, what we saw in the Tennessee game is still basically happening now, they're not going anywhere. And to me, that's the biggest issue with the team is just the, you know, the way Baker put it, the self-inflicted wounds, which are just completely haunting this team right now.
How much you put on Baker Mayfield in terms of the blame for the 2-4 start, Jake?
Well, I mean, he's the quarterback. You know, he's got to shoulder a good chunk of it. You know, he leads the league in interceptions. Now, when you watch these games and you see Antonio Callaway, you know, the ball bounce off his hands into the arms of a 49er who goes, you know, 49 yards the other way and sets up a touchdown that basically put the game away at half, 21-3. And then you watch, you know, his offensive teammates have not helped him as much as they need to for him to be successful. I mean, I think Freddie has nailed it on the head. And, you know, you just watch the final drive where I thought that they had a chance to win the game. I've seen Baker do this many times in these kind of situations, you know, lead a team down the field for a game winner. And first play, holding, negates a 7-yard run. Now they're first and 20. Third play, trying to get the yardage back. You know, the pass goes over, goes through the hands of Dontrell Hilliard into a, you know, Seahawk for an interception. I mean, you know, like, what is Baker supposed to do there? Like, was the pass perfect? I mean, he threw it a little bit behind him, probably didn't want to lead him into coverage. And Baker has certainly not been as accurate as he has been throughout his career, which I think is probably the most troubling thing of all right now. But, like, he's just not getting as much help. The Browns have a 4.7% drop rate. That's number 4 in the NFL. It's just not good enough. And Baker's got to be better for sure, but so does a lot of the guys around him too.
Yeah, agreed. And that rate, you mentioned the rate, Dustin had mentioned that they were 4th, and that's an issue, certainly. But as you said, it doesn't excuse all the problems that Baker's had so far this
accuracy
season.
The accuracy is unlike anything we've seen, even back to last year.
He's got
and
the
as
worst
you saw, Jake,
completion
in college.
Percentage.
I mean, he's always been an accurate quarterback. I don't think that goes away. I think he still has that in there, but for some reason – this offense, whether it's the scheme or whatever it may be, it's throwing them off.
And even if you cut, even if that 4-point whatever percentage you said was on the drop rate, Jake, even if you cut that in half and put it more in line with maybe some other teams, he'd still be towards the bottom in completion percentage.
Correct.
Yeah.
Yeah. And that's why some of this is on Baker. Now, while some of it is on Baker, like, okay, let's look at why is he not completing a higher percentage of his passes? Because it's a total outlier from the rest of his career, whether it was last year with the Browns, particularly down the stretch there when Freddie took over as OC. He was a 70% passer in college, which is outstanding. And, you know, passed the eye test, just watching it a bunch, you know, whether it was Tech or OU. I mean, the ball was always on the money. And I thought that that was one of his more underrated strengths as he was going through the draft process. The dude is accurate. You can't teach that. So, like, you wonder if they have messed him up a little bit with the way they've tried to, I don't know, evolve the offense from last year, change it up, knowing that there was film on him from opposing defenses. You know, whatever it is, and I think he looked more so comfortable Sunday, but I think, especially through the first five games, with the exception of Baltimore, just has not looked all that comfortable. And he doesn't look very decisive, at least decisive as he usually has been. Now, I thought he did against Seattle despite the picks. So maybe they're beginning to turn a corner, but I think just through the first, you know, almost half of the season going into the bye, this offense has not suited him for whatever reason. And I think that deserves a blame in the way he's playing as well.
We're talking with Jake Trotter of ESPN. Jake, today in Freddie Kitchens' press conference, when Mary Kay asked him about, you know, spending more time with Baker, he said, "I'm not going to talk about the changes we've made." I don't know. Maybe he misunderstood the question, but he kind of admitted that changes were made. I think we've all speculated that something happened maybe going into that Ravens game. What do you think he meant by that, and what do you believe has changed in the Browns, how they prepare? Because he talked a lot about preparation being better in terms of the offense.
It's a good question. I wish I knew the answer. It's something for me to figure out here, because I don't know exactly what he was referring to today. You know, they haven't fired any coaches. You know, everybody's kind of doing the same thing. And, you know, there's this narrative out there that, like, you know, Freddie took his offense back or something, you know, before the Baltimore game, which actually didn't work out very well against San Francisco. You know, Freddie's the play caller and the head coach. Like, these are his decisions. It's his offense. Like, if you, for example, Todd Monken, I mean, if you watch his offenses from whether it's Tampa Bay or Oklahoma State back in the day when Brandon Whedon was there, like, this is not Monken's offense. So I'm not sure if it's like a schematic thing other than they've tried to, I think, tailor the offense more toward Baker's comfortability here the last, you know, couple of weeks, particularly Baltimore and Seattle. You know, I don't think like Ryan Lindley's going anywhere as his position coach. You know, I think that Freddie is frustrated with the support that Baker has gotten on the field at times. You know, he referenced this week a receiver running a route that he had never seen before and was not in the playbook. You know, I think for Freddie to bring that up was pretty interesting and revealing about, you know, maybe that's the reason why some of these passes that Baker has thrown look inaccurate. Maybe they are accurate, but the receiver is running a slightly different route, which makes it look that way. Like, I don't know what Freddie's referencing. I mean, the bottom line is they have got to get on the same page, whatever that means. And, you know, I mean, Freddie admitted after the Rams game, I believe it was, like, I'm a first-time head coach, like, at any level, and I'm still learning a little bit. You hope if you're a Browns fan that, like, that comes sooner than later. And I think that they have, you know, shown some signs that they are potentially breaking out of this funk. But I think that, you know, ultimately it's all going to fall back on Freddie because he's the guy that makes, you know, these decisions about which way they're going to go from a personnel perspective, from a schematic perspective, and who's going to have what role in the coaching staff.
We're talking with Jake Trotter. ESPN covers the Browns, of course. Jake, the last couple of days have been interesting trying to decipher what Freddie Kitchens is saying when it comes to Rashard Higgins and his availability or unavailability, I should say, on Sunday. What do you make of what's going on there with Higgins?
I mean, I think it's as simple as they just felt more comfortable with Callaway. Now, we can disagree about whether that was the right move or not. I don't think Callaway has been very impressive since he's come back.
Certainly,
you know,
not.
The San Francisco game was a total disaster for him and cost them, you know, I don't know that they win or lose if that play doesn't happen at the end of the first half, but it basically made sure they weren't going to win at that point. And you know, Higgins is been Baker's security blanket. At least he was last year. They seem to have a good rapport together going back to training camp. So you never hear about, like, you know, Higgins having issues with teammates or coaches. I don't know what that is about. And I know Baker and Higgins have been close off the field, too. So you would think that, you know, Baker's going to be somebody who, if they ask him, would stump for him. I don't know what to make of it. You know, I think Callaway has more talent from like a skills perspective. Like he's more speed, you know, more big play, and maybe they felt like they needed that, you know, to spring some big plays. But I think that they will, you know, they have to give Higgins another look. I think Freddie hinted at that at even today.
We're talking with Jake Trotter of ESPN. Jake, defensively for the Browns, they had been, you know, while the offense really struggled a lot early, the defense, for the most part, played well for 4 weeks. They were terrible against the Niners. I thought they got off to a good start against Seattle, you know, especially after some of those turnovers early, but then completely fell apart in the second half. How good is the defense? Like, what do you think of them right now? Because, like the rest of the team, they've been inconsistent.
Yeah, I don't think they're as good as I thought they were going to be honest. I mean, I thought they had a chance to be a top 10 defense. If you look at the stats, the analytics, they're middle of the road. You know, they're I don't know, 15, 16, somewhere in that range in the NFL. And based on, you know, just watching them, that's what it kind of feels like. You know, they have great moments. You know, I thought the Rams game was really inspiring, played awesome against Baltimore and a really hot Lamar Jackson team. And then since then, it's been like, you know, what happened to these guys? This is kind of the first game I really felt like they missed Greedy Williams and Denzel Ward. I mean, Kerry and Mitchell have been great, you know, his guys stepping up and filling in. But, you know, it did seem like Seattle had a lot more separation in some of those passing routes. And, again, I got to, you know, look and see maybe what the comparison is from, you know, an analytics standpoint. But just watching the game, it kind of felt that way. And it's just like with the offense, you know, it's hard to win games when you're gifting people first downs. And they haven't been as bad, you know, I think, as the offense lately. But still, I mean, it's just, you know, the miscues, the mistakes have plagued this team across the board. And I don't think the defense is absolved of that in any way. You know, Myles Garrett, you know, I think he leads in the league in sacks again. It kind of goes back and forth week to week. Can't ever remember. But, you know, he's also top 10 in penalties. So is Greg Robinson.
Right.
You know, those are things that are very difficult to overcome. So I think they've been fine, but they have not been as good as I thought they had a chance to be.
So you give them a chance against the New England Patriots coming out of this bye week?
It would take a, like, throwback Baker Mayfield-type game for that to happen, which is not out of the realm of possibility. But unless he plays his A-plus game, I don't see how they win that game, particularly with how well New England's playing defensively and just, you know, New England type of team where if you're going to beat yourself, you've got no chance because they're probably not going to do it. So I don't give them much of a chance outside, you know, the vintage Baker Mayfield game that we saw, you know, times last year and certainly saw throughout his college career.
Jake, we appreciate the time, man. Thanks for joining us.
Okay, guys, take care.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.